Okay, we're up to Nun Tes Amud Aleph, about a third of the way down. Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel said, Halacha K'Rav Yochanan Sandler, that even the extra that, talking in a case of the husband's not giving her the Ma'a Kesef, so he doesn't get the extra, and, If she is makdishit, right? If he's makdish ma'isa yodeha, even the extra, and even if, when it'll become his, when she dies and he yarshins it, it won't become kodesh because ain't not a makdish dover shelo bala olam. Because it's not his now. So he can't be makdish. That's what Shmuel says, Halacha K'Rav Yochanan Sandler. Mar says, Umi omar Shmuel hachi, Shmuel holds that you can't be makdish something that shelo bala olam. V'hasnan, kol nim shani osa lepicha, eino tzorech lehafir. A woman now makes a nether. And she says, I'm assuring whatever I earn on you, on her husband. And it's talking where her husband is giving her mizonos. So her earnings don't belong to her. They belong to him. So she can't assure them. So therefore, what's it called? The Tanakamba holds, he doesn't have to be made for the nether because it's not chal. She can't be mocked as something that's not hers. And the earnings are not hers. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofir. Rabbi Akiva says he should be made for the nether. Why? Shematadif alav, because maybe there'll be extra, and the extra is not meshubit to him. Okay, that's hers. Yesr min haroilo, more than is coming to him. Right? It's talking a case where he doesn't give her the more kesef, so the hadafa, the extra, is not his. And therefore, what's it called? We're afraid there'll be extra, and then it's a good idea to be made for the nether, so that extra shouldn't become usher to him. Rabbi Yochim and Nuri Omer, Yofir, for a different reason. He should be made for the nether. Sheme Yigarshenla, because maybe he'll be garish her, and then the earnings will be hers, and then the nether will be chal. Right? The Tehe Asura loves her. And since the nether will be chal, right, he won't be able to remarry her, because we won't let her marry a woman that all her earnings, everything she does, right, everything she that's the result of her malacha will be also to him. Can't live with a woman like that. You won't be able to have any hanoah from the things she bakes or cooks or anything, or cleans the house or whatever. So therefore, just in case, he'll divorce her, and then the nether will be chal. He should be made for now, because he won't be able to be made for it later if he remarries her, because a baal is not made for in things that came before this marriage. V'omar Shmuel, those are the three shittas. The woman assured her Maisa Yodayim on him, but the Maisa Yodayim belong to him. So the Tanakama holds Nachal, so why do you have to be made for the nether? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you should be made for it because of the fact that maybe he'll divorce her, and then the nether will be Chal. So what do you see for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? That she could be mocked as something that's not here yet. She's not divorced yet. Right now it's not hers. It will become hers after the divorce. She could make that usher, even though it didn't chal now. In addition, forget about the divorce, the Maisa Yodayim aren't here yet. She didn't earn anything yet. That's also something that's not here. So there's two things that aren't here. One is the Maisa Yodayim aren't here, and secondly, even if they would be here, they wouldn't be hers. They'll only be hers after the Gerushin. And still, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that after the Gerushin will be Chal. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds on the Makdish Dover Shelo Ba'olam. And Rabbi Akiva holds that we have to be made for the nether, because maybe she'll make more now. Not after she's divorced. Now she'll make more, and that more will be hers. Okay. So, and the Gemara says, V'omar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So you see that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that are the Makdish Rabbah Shalom Ba'olam. So how could Shmuel say the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that ain't on the Makdish Rabbah Shalom Ba'olam? Shmuel says no. Let's see Rashi first. Mi Omer Shmuel Hachi, the Omer Shmuel La'el, the Moser La'achar Misa Plige. Shmuel explained that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, right, and Reb Meir are arguing with the Moser that will come La'achar Misa, and that he yarshins it, right? So does he have the power to be makdish that or not? Okay, because it's not here right now. Okay, Alma. One second. Shmuel Acher Misa Pligay. V'Alom Rabbi Yochanan Sadler. On that case, where it's talking where he's makdish it now for what's going to be after she dies and he yarshins her, Rabbi Yochanan Sadler said Chulin. They don't become kosher. The Afal Pi Dehashta Didehu. Even though now it's his, after she dies, still it doesn't make a difference. When he was makdish it, it wasn't his. Alma Time of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Davar Shelo B'Olamu Shadayin Lo Mesa. She's not dead. And it's not his. So he can't be makdish something that shelo bala olam. The ain lo rishus b'moser hoil the ain o malilom ma kesef. Uvaham or Shmuel halacha. And that's what Shmuel said. Here Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who says you could be makdish lover shelo bala olam. Shmuel says, ki omar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lahadofa. No, he was only talking about the extra that's coming now. Not what's going to be after. We're afraid that maybe she'll make more that's not meshubah to him. The Gemara right now, Rashi says, could have asked the question, but the Hadof is also not here. That's also Dover Shalom Ba'al Olam. But they wanted better questions to ask. Okay? But like we said, there's two low Ba'al Olams. One is the earnings didn't come yet. And secondly, even if they came, they wouldn't be hers. They'd be his. Right? And the, what's it called? She's not divorced yet. For the Hadofa, you don't need the divorce. When it'll come, it'll be hers. But Lamaisa, that also didn't come yet. Okay, but the Gemara wants to say now, we took away one problem. The problem that if when it'll become, it'll be hers is the extra. That does belong to her. So Gemara says, the Lema Halacha K'Rab Yochanan Nuri La Hadofa. If that's the case, he's not saying the same Halacha as Rab Yochanan Nuri. He's saying the Halacha is like Rab Yochanan Nuri, that you have to be made for the Nether, but not for the same reason. His reason is because maybe he'll divorce her and the whole thing will be his. They'll be hers. And then what's it called? Then the nether will be chal. And he won't be able to remarry her. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So he's not passing on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri because after the divorce it won't be kodesh. He's only passing on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you should be made for the nether because of a different reason because maybe they'll be extra. Right? So then he should have said that. Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but because of the extra, not Stam, because it's not the same halacha. Inami, ain't halacha ketanakama. He just should have said, the halacha is not like the tanakama. That he doesn't should be made for. He should be made for. Why? It's a different reason. Inami, halacha Rabbi Akiva. He should have said, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Should have passed him like Rabbi Akiva. But not Stam passing Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, and it's not the reason of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Elom Rav Yosef, konamos kamras. You're talking about konamos. Konamos where somebody makes something usher on himself. Or on other people, right? And it says a din of kedushas haguf, and it becomes kodesh like hektish. I can make something hektish to me, right, by a nether, or I can make my thing also to somebody else, or I can make my thing also on somebody else. Okay, shani kolnomos. We told shadam also perus chaveru alav by kolnomos a special halacha that I can ask your perus to me. I can say. Your payers are also to me. Now, regular hektish, you can't do that. I can't be makdish your animal. But I can say that your payers are also to me. I can make a nether that I am not allowed to eat your payers. And it's chal, your payers become something osur to me. It's not that I become osur to your payers. A nether is where the thing itself becomes osur. So it's possible for me to osur your payers on me. So therefore, it's possible for me to osur things that aren't here yet. Since mitosha adam osur peiros chaveru alav adam makdish dover shelo bala olam by kolnamos, since we see it has such a power, you can answer somebody else's thing on you. You can answer dover shelo bala olam also. So it's different than what's it called in stam hektish. Stam over there, the mission is talking about regular hektish. Regular hektish, there Rabbi Shmuel holds that ain't order makdish davar shel olam. But kolnam, you could make a kolnam on davar shel olam. Okay, Rashi. V'hasnan kolnam shani osa lepicha. Mashani osa yekolnam lepicha. What I earn should be usher to you. Yehi alecha kehegdish milahanuslov. So she made a nether. Whatever I earn should be usher to her husband. Ain't no tzorich lahav. First, the Tanakhama says, there's nothing to be made for it. Nether's there. Shein bakoach lakdish lefishu shalom. It has no effect. She can't be makdish her maisi yodain. They belong to him. Can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Shematadif alav. Yosir mimashis paskulo chachomim mishkol chomish shloim. The moser zeh ain't no shalom. Yechol lakdish. So Rabbi Akiva says the reason that what's it called that you have to be mefer is because maybe there'll be extra, and the extra is hers, right? For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer af ikur ma'isya der tzorich hafara. Not only you have to be mefer because maybe there'll be extra, even the ma'isya dain themselves is a reason why to be mefer. Why? Shemi yigar shema. Maybe he'll divorce her. V'yei ha-nether chal. Then the nether will be chal. Even though it's davar shelo ba'olam, the gerushin shemegarsha ainam mushubedes ol ma'isa deh. Once she's divorced, her ma'isa yadayim belong to her, and at this point now the nether will be chal. V'tehei asur alachzor lo. So what? So the nether will be chal. So what? So now she's an independent woman, so she has the right to ask her things on her husband, on her ex-husband. But we're afraid that since he can remarry her, we're going to prevent him from ever being able to remarry her. V'fisha nesor ma'isa yadayim olav. The Efshalo Lizor Shalo Titchon Velo Tafe Velo Shvichol Shar Malachas HaMishnayis Hashnuyos Mishnasenu Shoisho Salabayla. He'll never be able to remarry her because we won't allow him to marry her when he's, it's going to be impossible to be careful not to be Nehenna Mimaisi Yodeho. V'omar Shmuel Halacha Amal L'chishigyar Shena Chola Neder. And Shmuel said the Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So you see that she can make a nether that's not chal now, but be chal after she's divorced. That's dover shalom balolam. Amo the makdish dover shalom balolam. Shadayin lo girsha. Where it says, no, ki omer shmuel halacha, rabbi yochanan ben nuri lahadofa. Right? To the, what she'll earn extra. Ka'omar. Kalomar. Halacha de yother, v'labmitamei. The halacha is that you have to make her the nether. But not for the same reason rabbi yochanan ben nuri said. Not because it's going to be chal after she's divorced. That won't happen. Because that taka the nether will be chal on the extra. The Gemara could have right away asked, well, it's still no bala olam. She didn't earn the money yet. She's making a nether on something she's going to earn in the future. So that's also davar shel bala olam.
I'm going to go back a little bit, but not as much as that. Okay, we're on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara was asking the steerer from the fact that Shmuel said the halach is like a Yochanan Asandler, that ain't all the magdish davar shel olam. And yet, Shmuel also said, Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that seems to be, you could be Makdish Dovah Shalom Ba'olam. Right, where the woman says that her Maisa Yodayim should be Kodesh, and that the husband shouldn't be able to have any benefit from it. So the Gemara says, down towards the bottom, Omer of Huna Bered Rabbi Yeshua, Ba'umerash Yikadshu Yodai Li Oseyim, Di Yodai Misnu Ba'olam. Not talking where she is makdish the earnings, but she's makdish her hands legabi the earnings. In other words, whatever my hands produce should be kodesh. Simara says the chika amra hachi mimekadshe hamishabde lechora, her hands are meshubed to her husband, so she can't makadish the work of her hands. It's not hers. Her hands are meshubed for the to work for her husband. Simara says. It's talking where she said that when I'll be divorced and I won't be meshubit to him anymore, the hektish should be chal. Okay. Zmora says, the chara, that's also davar shalom b'olam.
right? L'chora, when she'll be divorced, that's not something that's here now. That's something that's going to come in the future. So we're back to the original question. How could Shmuel say the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? And even if it's talking where she says, I'm mekadesh my hands, not my work, my hands, for what it produces. But her hands are meshubah to the husband right now. So basically what she's saying is she'll be kodesh when I won't be meshubah to him if he'll divorce me. Okay, but that's a davar shel abal olam. Not the matter of ass. So mika mide, the ilu hashta lo kodesh, ulekame kodesh. Now it's not kodesh. And it'll be kodesh after she's divorced. Yeah, I can give you a case where it's similar to that. Yeah, it would help. Ilu ha'omer l'chaveru, soda zu shani mocher l'cha. What would be in the following case? Rebbe Loi says, somebody says he has a field and he's selling the field. Ruvain's selling the field to Shimon, and Ruvain says, I'm going to sell you this field, but I want it to be kodesh when I'll buy it back from you. Okay, l'chshachena mimcha tikdash milo kadsha, it is kodesh. It's the same thing over here. The woman can say, I want my maisi or dayim to be kodesh when I get divorced. Just like he can say, I want this field to be kodesh when I will buy it back from you. There's no comparison in two cases. Over now, if he wanted to, he could be makdish right now. It's his field. So he's saying, look, instead of being makdish right now, I'm going to defer the hekdish to later when I'll buy it back from you. But at this moment now, he could be makdish. It's his. But over here, at this moment now, she can't be makdish anything. Her hands are meshubah to her husband. Right? Hocha ain't beyond the lagarish asatzma. She can't be megarish herself, right? And therefore be makdish maisi yodayim. It depends on her husband being megarish her. Right now, she can't do that. So it's not compared to the case where the guy has the field and he's makdish it, defers the hekdish to when he'll buy it back. Here, she doesn't have any power to be makdish it at all right now. It's completely dover shalom b'olam. Holo damya elo laomer chaveiro soda zusha mocharti lecha. It's comparable to a case where he already sold the field, or he's talking about somebody else's field that he plans to buy in the future. That's davar shel ba'olam. I have no power to be makdish it right now. What am I telling you? I sold you a field. I want to be makdish that field when I buy it back from you. That's completely davar shel. Right now, it belongs to the other guy. Can't do anything with it. Same thing. Right now, the hands are meshubed to the husband. She can't do anything with them. She only can do it after the gerushin. That's just completely a davar shel ba'olam. See Rashi. Ba'omeres yikadshu yodai. Shahamalocha kamisha bas la'olam. Right? When she says, my hands should be kodesh for what they produce, that's davar shel ba'olam. The hands are here. Right? And that I'm being makdish the potential my hands have to create work. Shamalocha kemisha bas la'olam. The ala gerushin shaloba komasik va'azel. The only one problem is right now her hands are meshubed to her husband. So the Gemara is going to explain that it helps after gerushin, but that's l'chara also davar shaloba olam. Umasnisin va'omer ma'isi yodecha hektish. And the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yochum and Sadler says it doesn't work, is talking where they're makdish the work itself, not the hands. That's completely davar shel ba'olam. Mara says, "Umika midi kolomer tiratzta lo bala olam de malacha." You explained why the malacha is not considered davar shel ba'olam because she's makdish her hands, but you haven't been explained why it's not a davar shel ba'olam because right now her hands are not in her rishus. They're only becoming her rishus ones after the gerushin. That's a davar shel ba'olam, right? Tiratzla lo bolam de malacha lo bala olam de gerushin lo tiratzla. But the lo bala olam mitzad the gerushin you haven't answered. The ilu hashto lesla rishus lagdushe the hechi kodesh lekame. Right now she can't be makdish her hands because they're meshubah to the husband. So the only time she can be makdish it is after the gerushin. That's davar shel ba'olam. Al malo, the Gemara says, no, it's compared to a case where it could help. Milokacha in Machra v'chosav lacha. The guy said, I want this field to be Kodesh. After I sell it to you and buy it back, it's Kodesh. But then the Gemara says, no, but that's because at the moment that he made it Hekdesh, he could have made it Hekdesh now. He's just deferring it to later. B'yado lakdisha, shari achshav shalo, right now it's his. He says this before he sold it. V'chihechi de'ilu akdesha hashta kodesha, ki omer nomi tikdesh l'kamei kodesha. It's a deferment. I'm deferring my Hekdesh to later. But it could be chal now. Therefore, what's it called? It's good. Holo dam yomaskona de'kushyuhi. This is the end of the question. This is more comparable to a case where the field already belonged to the other guy. And I said, I want it to be Kodesh when I'll buy it back. I don't have any power to Makdish it right now. It's completely Dover Shalav Olam. Same thing. This woman doesn't have a power to divorce herself. So she has no power now to be Makdish her hands. Only later. That's Dover Shalav Olam. Okay, where it says, Maskif Lora Papa, Me dummy. That's also not the same case. The case where the field already was sold, it's different. Hasam gufo peres biyodel lokeh. In the case of the field, if I sold you the field and I say I want it to be Kodesh when I buy it back, I don't have any rights in this field. Not the goof and not the peres. It completely belongs to the other guy. So that's why I can't be mocked as shit for the future. Hacha gufo biyodahu. Her hands are in her hair and her rishos. It's just the payros of the hands are meshubit to the husband, not her hands. So here she owns her hands, so she's just deferring the kekdish on the payros to later. Maybe that does help. Holo damya ella, that this would be comparable to the following case. La omer lechaveiro, sada zusha mashkanti lecha. He didn't give over the field, he didn't sell it to him, he gave it as a mashka. So I still own the goof of the sod, except you're holding it now opposite the loan. So now, since I own it, but I it's not really in my rishus now because I put it into your rishus, since I could be makdish it, basically it's my thing, I can defer it for later. When I will redeem it by paying the loan, it should become kodesh. Since I do have shaychas to this thing, it's still my mashkon. Even though I gave it into your rishos, maybe that helps. Same thing over here. The hands are hers. She's deferring the produce of the hands to become kodesh till she has gerushin. Verse says, no, it's not comparable. Maskif la rav shesha barid rav idi, mi domi. Hasam biyadol with those over there, at any moment he could, what's it called, redeem the mashkin by paying the loan. So at any moment he could have midmakdish it. So therefore he can defer it. But over here, right, hacha ain't beyond magarish asma. Here she can't be magarish herself. It's completely totally in the husband. She couldn't at any moment say, okay, I'm now divorced. Holo damya, if you want to compare it to a case of a mashkon, compare it to the following case. Elala omer chaveiro soda zusha mashkanti lechola eser shonim. If he made the mashkon for 10 years, and I can't pay back the debt before 10 years, can only be paid back after 10 years. So the mashkon is in the hands of the other person till 10 years, and I can't get it back. In that kind of case, it wouldn't be kodesh. Klushev denam imchat tikdash the kodesha. There it's not kodesh. Maskil ravashi mi domi. Oh no, so there it would be kodesh, right? It would be kodesh because lemais after 10 years I could be poded. Mar says, no, it's still not compared to the gerishin. Over there, lemais at the end of the 10 years, right? Mi domi, hashem l'eser shani mir biyadolithosa. At the end of the 10 years, he has the prerogative to redeem the mashka. But over here, she never has the prerogative to divorce herself. Hacha ain biyadolagarish atzma laola, right? So therefore we're back to what we started with. We've answered how there's no contradiction between Shmuel's psak that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that she can't, that he can't be makdish the hadofa, the extra, because davar shelo b'olam. Okay? Even when she'll die and he'll inherit it, won't help. Okay. I over here she could be makdish the, what's it called, the Rav Nochum ben Uri holds she could be makdish it for when she'll be divorced, right? So the Gemara says it's not a problem that she's being makdish the maisi or dying that didn't come into the world yet, because talking about she's makdish her hands. But the maisi, even that won't help until she's divorced. That's also davar shelo ba'olam. So Gemara says, now we're going to answer that. Elo amar Ravashi, kol nomos ko amras. You're asking a question from hegdish to kol nomos, right? Shani kol nomos di kedushas haguf ninu. Kol nomos are kedushas haguf. Ukidarava. The amar Rava, hegdish, chametz, v'shichror, matkir midei shibud. Right? And even though the hands are meshubed to the husband, okay, the problem was, right now she can't be makdashit, because meshubed to the husband. She can only be makdashit when she'll be divorced. That's lover shulah ba'olam. Mara says, no, it's not true. She can be makdashit right now. Even though her hands are meshubed to her husband, konam, and Rashi learns what's it called, anything that's kedusha saguf, if you're makdash something, it takes away from the shibud. It's matkia from the shibud. Okay, hektish, chametz, and shichrur, or matkimi de shibud. Okay? So therefore, for instance, Rashi will explain the cases of where these things are, but they take away from the shibud. So Mara says, if that's the case, then nikdashu mehashta, then why does it have to wait till after she's divorced? Let it become kodesh right now. Right? She's makdish. It's matkia from the shibud of her hands for the work for the husband. A male is hers. So why do we defer it till after the gerushin? Versus Amur Rabban l'shibudei debal ki hechid lo tikdish mehashta. No, the Rabbanon, so didn't the Rabbanon, really, it's kodesh now. The Rabbanon deferred the kedusha and gave the shibud of the baal koach that as long as she's still married, it won't be chal. But really, it could be chal now. Right? Mikra din. And therefore, it's not a davar shelo ba'olam. Because hektish can take away from the shibud. Mashekin over there, he's being makdish something that's not taking away from the shibud. He's being makdish the maisi or dayim for the future. That's hektish lo bala olam. That doesn't work. But here, she has the power to be makdish it now if you take away the shibud to her husband. And hektish can take away from the shibud. See Rashi. Hasan, gabi mocharti l'cha ein lo achshav bo lo guf lo peiros. In the case where he says, I want to be makdish this field, but I'll buy it back from you. But it's after he sold it, he doesn't have anything in the field. He gave up the guf and the peiros. The ein lo the makdish lover shena shalom. And I can't be makdish something that's not mine. And I can't be makdish from when I buy it back, because that's lover shalom ba'olam. Hacha guf lo biyadahu, harayik deshu yaday amra. Her hands are in hers. It's just that the work it produces is not hers, the payers. So maybe over here she could be makdashit and defer the hektish for the future. Holo damya maskona dat kaptahi. This is the end of the retort to the why the question is no question. Lo damya l'loha, lo dami l'sada zusha mashkanti l'chastam, el la'omer sada zusha mashkanti l'eser shonim, de'en biyadu l'thosu l'akdisha ashab. You can't compare it to a Stam Mashkan, where he has the goof and he has the payers, because you could redeem it at any moment. You have to compare it to a case where you can't redeem it at any moment. You can't redeem it for 2 to 10 years. Same thing over here. She can't be Megarish herself. Mar says, no, it's not the same. Because at the end of the 10 years, Lamai says he could still redeem it. And here, she can never divorce herself. The kid shod ha shalohi. The kedusha saguf ninu, no. So Gemara says kol nomos is a different story. They're kedusha saguf, kedushas mizbeach. They have a din like kedushas me'a makdisha behema. She'ein lohem pidyon, kachin pidyon lekolam. Just like kedushas mizbeach, you can't be polder, you can't redeem it, and it remains kodesh. There's no way of getting rid of kedusha saguf. Same thing, you can't be polder something you made a nether on. Lios nitar lemishaneser alav. I ask her something to you. You can't be pulled at it and take away the kedusha. The maisa remains also. Shari eino hegdish gomer litfos pidyono elo osur al other mechad. It's osur to one person. There's no way of getting the kedusha, the isur off of it. The kivet kedusha lagufu, since it's kedusha, it's like kedusha laguf, mafkia midei shibud. It takes away the shibud. It preempts the shibud. Shehi mishubedes labayi levechaya. Even though my hands are mishubed, her hands are mishubed to the husband, the fact that she was makdish them preempts that. Well, the common parachim came my iri shemi yigarshen amehashdechaya. That's the case. It should be chal right away, not only after the divorce. The Mishnah says not sedin derabbanan. They wanted the shibud of the husband to be strong, that it shouldn't be chal till later. Hegdish kagon shishibud shora lebalchov. What's the case of Hegdish? I have a debt. Reuven owes Shimon $100. And he gives Shimon a mashkin of a shore to hold. Can I get the $100? And he's makdish the shore. So that's tough luck. Now the shore is Hegdish, and I can't collect the debt anymore from the shore. I collect it from somewhere else. But even though I gave it to you as a mashkin, I have the ability, by being makdish it, to take away that shibud. The chazer v'ti shomatkiya shibud hamal the gova chovim makom acher. I can't collect anymore from the shore. I collect from somewhere else. It doesn't take away the debt, but it takes away the mashkin. The zek kosher lekarbon veino gozel, and the mashkon is now kosher to a carbon. It's not that I stole it; it was mine, and I just gave it to you as a mashkin. Hekdish takes away the shibud of the mashkin. The lo havi koni le elu legovayna bi'alma. It only belonged to the other guy for collection. It was meshubet to him. It wasn't his. So I have the ability to be makdish it. It's my thing. And now the hekdish takes away from the shibud. The dafka kedushas haguf, says Rashi. Tosus argues on this. Ava kedushas donim, the bede kabayis lo mafkia shibud. Only kedushas haguf takes away a shibud. But if I was makdish it, I gave you a chair as a mashkin. And that was makdish it to bede kabayis. Kedushas damim, that doesn't take away from the shibud. Kedushan be'erichin, mosif o dinger, podis anachosim halol. The guy can redeem it for one pruta and keep his mashkin and collect the debt from it. Chametz, same thing. Chametz also is mafkia midei shibud. How's the case? Osechem tzua potiki lo vikochadim. Right, I borrowed money from a guy and I gave him chametz as a mashkin. Okay, I said, collect the debt from this chametz. And then Pesach, the Gia Pesach, Isur chametz matkio mishibud ha'ovikochavim. Since the mice, it's my chametz, it's only mishubit to the goy, it becomes osur. And he can't collect anymore, it's osur ba'no, can't collect from that anymore, has to collect from somewhere else. The Neser ba'no, I v'hod isnan ovikochavim shehil v'l Yisrael achem tzu'ach ra'pesach mutur ba'no. There's a case where I give a goy a mashkin of chametz, and the chametz doesn't become asr. Right? Bechor, we're saying now the chametz becomes asr because chametz is matkia midei shibud. That's where I held on to the chametz. But if I gave it over to him, right? Hokminin lahasim kishir hinu etzlo shemosru biyodama. I gave it over to him. Then it's meshubah to him, and it's in his reshus. Then the chametz doesn't become asr. But if I hold on to it, it becomes asr when Pesach comes. The shechrur, what's the case of shechrur? Also, avdo apotiki, I made my slave a apotiki, as what's it called? I designated, you can collect your debt from this slave. And I, there's mashachrur, the slave. Takes away the shibud. The shechruro, halove mashachrur. The zegovachom, look now, you can collect the debt from somewhere else, not from the slave anymore. Versus the niktishu mehashto, my iridiktoni shemi garshena. Mehashta nomi kodesh, right? Lechor, if that's the case, and the konamos is mafkia midei shibud, so if she's makdish her hands right now, they should be kodesh. The work should be kodesh because the maisa is mafkia from the shibud of the husband. Shmura says no. Almi rabbanon shibud ebaos. This is din to rabbanon. The rabbanon strengthened the shibud of the husband, but all the tach, as long as she's still married, then it shouldn't be chal. Deshavu rabbanon kilokea gomer v'lo kamelva. The Rabbanan made it as if he is a buyer, not a shibud, and therefore he's the owner, so she can't be makdish it as long as they're still married. But that's only a din to Rabbanan. Because mi'ikar adin, the hegdish is chal, and what's it called, matkia midei shibud. The Rabbanan gave the Baal a koach that it's stronger than a shibud. But as soon as she's divorced, that goes away, and memela, the hegdish is chal. So therefore, it's no problem. So bottom line, that which we paskin in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Sadler, right, where he is makdish her maisi yadayim, that belongs to her, but it will be his when she dies and he inherits it, doesn't become kaddish, because that's davar shelo ba'olam. Can't be makdish something for the future. But over here, where she's makdish maisi yadeha, which is her hands, which are meshubet to the husband, that hekdish is chal, because hekdish is mafkia midei shibud. Her hands only meshubet to the husband, and therefore they're chal right now. The only reason that we defer it to the Gerushin is the Din d'Rabbanan. Therefore, there's no stira between Shmuel's paskening like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler and Shmuel paskening like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nun.